Well, welcome everybody this morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. It didn't hurt that we got an extra hour. An extra hour is always good. For your early birds who are here this morning, you can manage to see that buck dog and that doe out back here in the bean field, but for if you were too late, you missed it. By the way, he wasn't a shooter. The summer of 1977 found a disco phenom sweeping the country. New York City was no exception. It was a time they found that most of the young people, young couples, were more preoccupied with their weekend dress attire and their dance step, and were kind of glazed to the scenario that was unfolding around them. So when 18-year-old Donna Loria was found murdered in a section of the Bronx that was controlled by the mafia, the public, the media, didn't as much as give it a wink, and officials even downplayed it as just another mob killing. Shortly afterward, the New York City police chief received a simple, handwritten, somewhat taunting letter. And it was just signed, Mr. Monster. Two more murders followed, several injuries, and the police were starting to suspect a serial killer. Because he was targeting young couples, more specifically young women. The police linked the killings to the same 44 caliber handgun. And the media just started giving a little bit of account of it and just described it as the 44 caliber killer. Two more young women died. Their partners were either injured. One was a male, one was a female. And on April 17, 1977, two young people were shot and killed as they sat in their vehicles. The police recovered, not far from the scene, another handwritten note, a note that went into somewhat detail what type of person this was, giving a brief look into his life. A letter that was, at the time, not released to the media, but shortly afterward, the media also received the letter, and it became known as the Son of Sam killer. July 1977, a young couple left the Bronx and Queens area where all the killings were taking place and drove to Brooklyn and figured they were safe for the night. They were both gunned down in a vehicle. The man survived the attack. His girlfriend died. At the time, shortly afterward, the police found a carelessly discarded parking ticket near the scene. And with that, they were able to link a vehicle close by. And with the vehicle, they were able to hook up with a suspect. August 10, 1977, David Berkowitz, a.k.a. the Son of Sam killer, was arrested. Confessed to 13 shootings, 6 of which were fatalities. May 1979, he pled guilty and was sentenced to 365 years in prison. May 2012, David Berkowitz is eligible for parole. He was denied five times prior. Shortly afterward, he released a statement to the parole officials stating his desire that he no longer was interested in being paroled, that he was happy to spend the rest of his life in prison. Joshua Miller, Fox News reporter from New York, sent a statement in prison requesting a reasoning for his decision. August this past year, 2011, David Berkowitz released a letter to Joshua Miller. I'm going to read some of that letter this morning. I'm not going to read it all, even though it's not lengthy due to the lack of time. It starts out like this. Dear Mr. Miller, I am in receipt of your letter. I am sorry it has taken several weeks for me to reply. For your information, by the grace of God, I am doing well. I have deep regrets and sorrow over my past criminal actions. I would do anything if I could go back and change things and have prevented the tragedy from happening. Of course, this is not possible. Paragraph reads this. I have no interest in parole and no plans to seek release. If you can understand this, I am already a free man. I am not saying this jokingly. I really am. Jesus Christ has already forgiven and pardoned me, and I believe this. He has given me a whole new life, which I do not deserve. And while society will never forgive me, God has. I am forever grateful for such forgiveness too. Yes, prison is not a good place, and I have made the best of it. However, through God's grace, I have been able to deal with the incarceration. Robert Rolante, one of the victims, he survived the attack, lost his left eye, attacked and killed his girlfriend, said this, and I'm quoting, "He can say all he wants to say. He knows he deserves where he is, where he's at. He isn't ever going to get paroled. He killed a lot of people." I share this morning. An important thing isn't that David Berkowitz should be paroled. I mean, you know, he did a terrible injustice to society and deserves to spend the rest of his life behind bars. In fact, the important thing isn't even whether we believe David Berkowitz, whether we believe his statement is true and whether we believe he's sincere. The important thing is that we know and believe it could be true. I'm going to read out of Romans this morning. I wasn't going to, but I'm going to because I want to follow it up. Romans 10, 9 through 11. It says, "For with the heart man believes unto righteousness." You know what? I don't think I have the right reference here this morning. Yeah, I do. For with the heart the man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all, and all that call upon him. For whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. God, we again lift the morning to you. God, we again lift this congregation to you. We lift our Sunday school time to you. God, we just pray for the teachers. Pray your blessing on them as they teach. And Father, above all things, we thank you for your forgiveness and your saving grace for each one of our lives. God, something that we do not deserve, and we can't really make payment for it, but something that you give to us by asking. God, I lift Mark to you this morning as he brings a message. And God, we just pray that your will be done in the day and your blessing on it. In the name we pray, amen.